Kia ora and welcome back to the show. And I'm so excited to talk to Connor from Soaked Oats right now, just off the back of their album release Working Title. Good morning, Connor.
Morning, Liam. Morena, how's it going?
I'm good, mate. How are you? Yeah. How are you riding these waves of success?
Yeah, it's been nice. It's been really lovely to, I guess, roll out the album. It's been a long time kind of coming for us, but it's really nice for people to be able to finally hear it. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I read somewhere that this is actually your first full-length album, but I feel like you guys have been around forever. So, you must have been itching to finally do this.
Yeah, totally. We've been a band, I guess, for 4 or 5 years now, and have been playing and have released a few EPs. And I guess though, this is kind of the first sort of thesis statement, I suppose, of the band, the first kind of full body of work that we feel like we're proud of, and have developed to a certain point where we feel kind of confident to release a full album.
So how was the journey of creating this for you guys? Was it similar to the other work you've done, or kind of a bit of a different journey?
Kind of different. Everything up until Working Title, we had sort of recorded in studios, and those were sort of the main spaces where we had recorded music, I guess. But with Working Title, we decided to do the main body of recording in a community hall over in Haast, just in a small town called Okuru, just south of Haast. We kind of chose to do that, I guess, because like recording in a studio space, you know, has time pressures and financial pressures that aren't necessarily like conducive to getting the best results, or you know, putting the adequate time and consideration into the recording process. So we decided to kind of take a different approach.
Yeah, I have to say, I mean, it's certainly different is the way I would put it. Did you how did you find this specific hall? Were you looking for a hall and like tested the acoustics of many, or did you just like stumble upon this place? How did that happen?
So Henry, a guitarist in the band, his parents have a place over in Haast that they had been building for a few years, and we had kind of gone over and visited and helped with the building process, and sort of saw this community hall that was just maybe 500 meters down the road, and it's been really quiet and a really beautiful space. And we kind of inquired, and it was available to use for recording. And so we kind of set up at Henry's parents' place and lived there for a month. And every day we would kind of walk down to the hall, walk to work, and get stuck in.
It must be, I feel like that whole area would be quite like conducive to creativity and art. Totally. And all that. Was it quite like a freeing, peaceful place to be?
Yeah, definitely. It was like we would kind of get up and go for runs in the morning, and like we did a bit of like fishing at the river mouth, and you know, there was a lot of like kind of nice tranquil things to do in between the intensive sort of recording hours. And we had all sorts of kind of characters like poking their head into the hall, you know, at all different hours of the day and night.
Right.
And it was quite entertaining. Just meeting locals and people were just really stoked to see sort of the hall getting used and the sort of strange band. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I can imagine it's not really a use of the hall they get much. Now, you set up cameras as well, right?
Yeah. We set up just kind of, we had CCTV, like cameras running in the hall the whole time to kind of capture the making of the album. I guess, like, processes are like a somewhat of a theme of the album, like, and it was kind of a conceptual consideration to, in the lead up to the release of the album, to have these, have the sort of the process of the making of the album being yeah, put online and people could watch that.
It's interesting how you mentioned you kind of, you wanted the hall to sort of take your time with things, because like this album feels in a way kind of experimental with some of the sounds, and like you've really approached things like, yeah, we want to have a play around with this.
Yeah, definitely. That was definitely the case. I guess like having that time is conducive to exploring different tones and sounds and stuff that maybe we wouldn't have the time to explore if we were in a time pressurized place like a studio.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, and I guess like that also comes down to we had Tom Healy, who works with Tiny Ruins and has worked on a number of great records over the years. He spent a couple of weeks with us and really kind of, yeah, he's a great translator of ideas into sound. And so we would say, you know, like, I want it to sound like this. And he would be able to kind of manufacture this sound, yeah.
Damn, that's a talent not everyone has. I'm quite jealous, actually.
Yeah, totally.
And you've also announced a tour next year.
Correct, yes. For March, we're going to do some shows in Australia and kind of hit all the main centres in New Zealand. And it'll be nice. I think people will have a bit of time by that stage to get familiar with the songs and then be able to hear them performed in a live context. Yeah.
No, and I think you're doing it at the right time. Like it's post the festival season, totally. But not late enough that it's freezing cold again, you know?
Yeah. People still sort of in the, hopefully in the summer mood.
So I've never actually had the pleasure of seeing you guys live. I've on a few, it just hasn't worked out for me. It's been very shit. What are you guys kind of like live?
We usually start off as nervous wrecks and then warm into the set.
Yeah, right.
Oscar's a really good performer. He's gotten better at kind of commanding an audience over time. It's hard to talk about yourself in the third person like that.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I think it's usually a theme of sort of us starting out a bit hairy, but then getting comfortable with the space and listening to each other and hopefully putting on somewhat of a good show.
God, isn't it weird how those nerves just don't seem to go away?
No, yeah, no matter how many times you do the thing, it's always there.
But they're there to keep you humble, maybe. Who knows?
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Well, Connor, thank you so much for joining me this morning, and congratulations for this album.
Thank you.
I haven't finished it yet, but I've loved everything I've listened to so far.
Thanks so much.
You should be really, really happy. And I can't wait to see you perform in March. Praying to God it works this time. God.
Yeah, lovely to see you there. You should let yourself know and it'd be great to have a chat.
I definitely will. I love to let myself be known. Who would have guessed? hey, have a wonderful day.
Yeah, thanks. You too, Liam.
And that was Connor from Soaked Oats. Their album Working Title is out now at just anywhere. Go listen to it. It's really good. I've thoroughly enjoyed what I've listened to so far. Beautiful, beautiful sounds.